Sun junkie, but I went sort of as a, I was teasing Jesse before I left that I'd be a secret agent for Lang Winery, you know. And he said, okay, that sounds great, Brian. See ya. but this is a little piece, it's fun to read. March. I wander all the way down to Australia on a book tour, but I swear and vow to Jesse beforehand that I'll be a secret field agent for Lang Winery. So I talk up Lang's wines to my hosts and to my friends there and to people near me in an Australian rules football game and to the tiny gracious Greek man who makes me coffee every morning and hands it to me silent and grinning and bowing, and to people on the tram who look at me oddly, and to the writers and singers and children I meet, and to the quiet Chinese woman who hands me Anzac biscuits every afternoon, silently, and I even take notes on wines in my little notebook, which makes my Australian friends grin their sunny grins. I taste wines eating kangaroo fillets on the Mornington Peninsula south of Melbourne in a vineyard that slopes down gently to a bay filled with water that was recently sliding past Antarctica. I taste wines in a tiny courtyard in the bubbling, seething, singing, shaggy Fitzroy District of Melbourne. I have wine in the middle of the vast grass sea of Carlton Gardens in Melbourne, where a young couple sprawled in the grass. As I walk by, the young man says to me, how you doing? I said, pretty good. How about you? And he goes, you're from the States. I said, I am. And he goes, have a glass. I said, I will. Why are you giving me a glass? He goes, your country produced Springsteen. We owe you. Good man. I have a glass under the new stars, deep in the dry, red, dusty country, listening to birds I never heard before, late at night under trees I never saw before. I have wine sitting in a hot stone wall by the Yarra River as a young rugby team runs by. I have wine on the quay by the Opera House in the city of Sydney. I have wine in the thick, muggy, ardent, fervid, dense dust of the botanical gardens amid figs and cypress and lovers and ibis and moorhens. As a vast river of fruit bats flows by above me. I have wine late in the afternoon on a brilliant day in a tiny bar on a beach, sitting there barefoot and shirtless and smiling, little kids on the beach giggling and yowling, minor birds arguing over French fries, a currawong moaning piteously. When I get back up to America and wander up to the winery, Jesse says to me, hey, how are the wines in Australia? And I find myself suddenly speechless, unable to articulate how the wines I sipped in the wide light actually were that country and its riveting people to me. The grin of the young man sprawled in the park with his shy girl, the fireworks over the dark, velvety, starry harbor, the black and white boys running past me laughing on the way to the green, gleaming gem of the rugby field, the headlong arrowing of red and green parrots through gum trees, the tiny cups of ferocious coffee, the small, shrill brown girls kicking footballs hilariously on the beach, the zest and hope and dirt and verve and sun and salt of that land, the swirling voices talking to me in their cheerful language of their country's sins and sadnesses and sports and wars, joy, possibility, poetry, pain, and Pinot Noir. It was unbelievable, I said to Jesse. It's hard to explain. And he looked at me for a long moment. There was one of those little human moments. You know, sometimes people say something to you that catches you by surprise. Just for a second, you see the mask slide, and he looks at me for a minute and says, I dig where you're coming from. Mm-hmm.